What you currently see as a Christian religion does not belong to Christ, but to the world. You are not to be of the world. You may be in the world, but not of the world. Religion has made up their systems and rituals. They preach doctrines of devils and have created their own culture, the church culture, that does not resemble the culture that we must bear, the culture of heaven, which is where our citizenship is. Do not be deceived by that. If you are not on the journey of sanctification by his truth, then you are not part of Jesus' church, the church that he recognizes as his. He sanctified himself so that we may be sanctified. Do not be deceived. If you are not sanctified or on the journey of sanctification, you do not belong to what Christ recognizes as his church, his government on earth, his people. The Lord illustrates this in his prayer to our Father. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, for they are not of the world any more than I am of the world. My prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I am not of it. Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world. For them, I sanctify myself, that they too may be truly sanctified. John 17, verses 14 to 19. For those not willing to pay the price of sanctification by separation from the things of the world, some of you will turn to a miracle-working pastor or prophet who does great signs and wonders to try and get a fix for your problems with what looks like a supernatural prayer or laying of hands. Do not be deceived. Most of these people are sorcerers and witches. If they relish the display of anointing and powers, tell you about spiritualism and how they speak with angels and whatnot, but never teach you about sin, repentance, pursuing holiness, or any truth that will make you go in humility before the Lord to get to know him deeper and change your ways and thinking so that you may be sanctified and recognized by him as part of his church, then flee from them. You will only end up in a deeper pit than before. Others will bury themselves in a dead church that says that the spiritual world is not active, deliverance is not necessary, speaking in tongues is not real, seeking the Lord and communing with him in the spiritual realm is witchcraft, etc. These churches are so tempting because they make you feel superior to others, even to other Christians, and holier than thou. Know that these churches are dead and do not belong to Christ's sanctified. They are blind and deaf under the manipulation of principalities and powers in the atmosphere. They have created customs and rituals that keep themselves bound and in captivity, and they don't even know it. They will transfer their captivity to you when you adopt their ideologies, and you will never be a threat to the kingdom of darkness and will never be free. That is all ignorance, and the devil rules by lies and ignorance of the truth. You will become a threat to the kingdom of darkness when you are a bearer of the truth who lives by that truth. So don't let them bury you in their ignorance. Flee from them, or else you will end up in a deeper pit than before. Others will choose to join the mega churches that give motivational speeches in place of sermons, have carnal concerts in place of worship, and organize celebrity-filled events they call church services, with special sitting sections for what the world deems as important people. Is it VIP? Very important people? They will blind and trap you with their lukewarmity and worldliness. These churches are so tempting because they are so comfortable and they make you feel so good. They have mastered the art of manipulation by creating an atmosphere that gives you an adrenaline and dopamine rush that makes you think, this is what God feels like. But when you leave, you are as empty as when you arrived, and even more bound than before. Beware, because this atmosphere is no accident, but has been specifically designed by the principalities that manipulate and govern them. Flee from them, or else you will end up in a deeper pit than before. Others will choose to go back to witchcraft and sorcery to try and manipulate their way out of their pain, difficulties, afflictions, and suffering, only to end up in a deeper pit than before. Renounce that world and separate yourselves from it. Your life is worth much more than that. Actually, the Lord deemed your life so worthy that He chose to die to redeem it. Don't sell yourself to a kingdom that is beneath you. I strongly encourage you to commit to the journey through the narrow gate, because the longest way to a destination is by taking a shortcut.